Hey folks, Dan Ferriero here with the closing bell for July 29th, 2024. So I put a video out this morning telling you, well, the Federal Reserve is meeting in 2 days. Are they going to cut? What are they going to do? So my take on this is I don't think they're going to cut in this meeting, because if they prematurely cut, that basically means, okay, there's something wrong. And what they don't want to do is they won't want to trigger to the economy, the markets and everything, that there's something wrong. So that's what most likely is going to happen. So what's Wednesday's announcement going to be? Well, I'm on the side of these people right through here, investors. Investors are betting that the Federal Reserve will use July's meeting basically just to set the table on a September rate cut. So let's get over to CNBC. They had a fantastic interview today with a list of characters right through here. And the guy in the glasses, he's going to come across as really dorky, but this guy's really fantastic when it comes to the financial markets and the predictions. So let's check out this video. Then when they come back, I'm going to put this in layman's terms for you and kind of lay out what they're talking about, what I'm talking about, to give you guys a better understanding and where mortgage rates are going to go from here and home affordability. So without further ado, let's take it away. They're going to start on a conversation talking about Federal Chairman Powell. He's the grand poobah. He runs the Federal Reserve. So that's where they're picking up this conversation right now.
Half joking, but Peter, it's been a long time. I mean, they telegraph everything. The markets price this stuff in well in advance. We talk about the downsides to that, you know, but that's the world we're living in.
Well, Powell focuses a lot also on signaling as an institution they do as well. So Powell is basically laying out the blueprint for the September cut, which he'll do on Wednesday. But he's of the attitude, well, if I cut on Wednesday, even though I have every reason to, but if I do it and the market doesn't expect it, well, then maybe I'm implying that worried about
something. Exactly. And we saw that with Dudley last week when he wrote that Bloomberg piece. And everyone said, well, what does Dudley know that we don't? Is there any way, Tom Lee, that Bill Dudley knows something we don't at this point, given? I just find that implausible.
Here he comes.
I don't think any FOMC official or former Fed knows anything the market doesn't. I think it's just their judgments about the state of the economy. I think there is evidence the economy is pretty soft, whether you're looking at housing sales or autos or durable goods. But yeah, I kind of agree with Steve and Peter that a cut for this meeting would probably not be viewed positively.
Yeah, Peter, expound on that a little bit.
Well, I think things are lining up for that cut. And
In September.
But I can argue that it's things have lined up for Wednesday. Mm-hmm. But the Fed likes to sort of game plan things out. They don't want to be caught stuck having to slash rates. They don't want to have to be caught spiking rates, which was their experience over the past 4 years. They want to be sort of in control of this conversation. But at the back of Powell's mind is, yes, I'm going to give you some rate cuts, but I may not give you the amount that you want because sure, I'm still worried about inflation. Yes, inflation's in the 2 range. I'm very happy about that, speaking as of Powell. But my concern is that I lose control of this credibility that I've worked so hard to get back.
Absolutely. And we were talking on Friday a little bit in the weeds about whether potential GDP is actually higher than we realized with Mark Zandi. But will you just, Tom mentioned that he thinks that things are slowing down. Do you think things, Peter, are slowing down? Or it's hard to tell because the areas that are softest are the areas that are resetting post-pandemic. So even McDonald's, I cited this example today, but they have negative comps. You know, it sounds like a disaster for the consumer, but Chipotle's up 11%. McDonald's just took the price of a 10-pack meal to $9.19. So I don't think their softness is telling us that the broader economy is soft so much as that it's resetting.
I'm seeing a lot of softness. And one thing between Chipotle and McDonald's, and I've seen surveys on this, if I go to Chipotle for $10, I can get 2 meals. Mm-hmm. If I go to McDonald's with $10, I'm getting 1 meal. So there is a reason why Chipotle is doing well. The consumer is still approaching both restaurants with the same sort of budget value type seeking mentality. And to me, the economy is softening. And I'm seeing that across the board. The only thing that's strong for the economy that I see is the higher income consumer, the baby boomer, and government spending. and spending on AI and all the capex associated with that.
Most high other income parts consumers, of the, baby boomers, anything associated with the government and AI.
And AI.
That's the
I'm
whole.
Seeing weakness across the board elsewhere.
He nailed it. And then they talked about McDonald's. Let me bring up McDonald's. I think I might have brought it up in this morning's video right through here. McDonald's executives admit diners think prices are too high, so they're reworking to create value. Okay, so here's what happened to McDonald's, just a value meal over the time frame. A Big Mac value meal was $3.99 pre-pandemic. What is it now? $8.29. And the young lady on the video said $9.19. So just based on the numbers that we're seeing here, that's 107% increase that you're seeing in the value or the cost of basically a Big Mac meal. Look right through here. I changed the values. I used ChatGPT just so you guys don't think I'm just pulling the wool over your eyes. $8.29 from $3 to $3.99. What's that? 107% increase. So what's happening right now is you're seeing a shift during COVID. And I showed in a video this morning where we had consumer disposable income was the highest level we've ever seen in history. Okay. So what a lot of companies kept doing is just raising prices to the breaking point. That's what McDonald's is. They doubled the prices of their value meal, over a 3 or 4 year time span. Same thing happening with all the other companies. They're like, okay, all these people have this money. They're spending it. We're going to keep raising our prices to the point of the breaking point. And they hit it. And now the Federal Reserve is coming in doing what they're doing. And now these companies are saying, okay, we're starting to lose our clientele base. They're feeling the pinch from the Federal Reserve. We're going to have to do something. So you're going to start seeing prices in a lot of items starting to come down. But the problem with housing is supply-demand. Now, we're getting a lot more supply in specific areas. It's not running rampant all over the country. The places that are seeing huge run-ups in supplies. Now, you have to understand the supplies. You can't say, well, it's up 400%. 400% from zero? You have to look at units. You have to look at history. You have to look at averages. That's what you have to look at, and that's what I try to explain to you guys on a daily basis today. So what we're seeing right now is the markets are reacting to basically nothing. We have the bond market right now. We focus on this when we're trying to figure out what's going on with mortgage rates. So I have the MBS market basically up 4 ticks, which doesn't really mean anything. But the good news is right now, mortgage rates are coming down. Okay, so that's a plus. And then let's go over to the broader markets. How are the broader markets reacting right now? I'm expecting everything's going to be completely just flat until Wednesday's meeting when the Federal Reserve comes out. So let's check it out. The Dow Jones is up 27 or down 27, S&P up 7, NASDAQ up 19. When do you see these things only up, like the NASDAQ up 10 or 12? Usually you see this thing up hundreds. Okay, so that's what you're seeing there. Cryptocurrencies, it was way up there. It was teetering on 70,000 earlier this morning. It's come quite a bit back. And then oil, we see oil coming way down. And this is going to help on the inflation front. Why? Well, I focus on oil. I might be the only one that really talks about oil. The reason why I talk about oil, it's the lifeblood of our country. It doesn't matter if you like it, don't like it, you believe in, you know, the Green New Act or whatever, but oil is still in basically everything we use. Okay, so check that out. But you're seeing the oil coming down, that's going to help on the inflation front. So based on all this information, what do I expect is going to happen? Well, I expect the Federal Reserve is going to come in and do exactly this. They're just going to come in and say, okay, here's things are deteriorating. We're going to continue to watch and monitor everything that's going on right now. And we're not going to cut, but and they're not going to come out and say, we're going to cut in September. They're just going to lay out the red carpet for that cut. So that's probably what's going to happen. But tomorrow we'll come back and we'll revisit all the news and the other information that's coming through to see, you know, is there any other reactions or are there any other numbers coming in that we just don't know of that might sway a decision earlier or later. So that's what we're going to talk about tomorrow in tomorrow's video. So right now we're seeing mortgage rates easing off their highs a little bit. Can we get to 6.75 maybe by Wednesday? Well, I'm advising my clients right now to just hold tight. Let's see what the Federal Reserve does, and then we'll make some final decisions from there. So what am I? Who am I? What do I do? Well, my name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a loan officer that I work at ServBank. Why is that helpful for you guys? Well, ServBank is a federal bank. Okay, so working at ServBank means I have a federal license. I can help you no matter where in the United States you live. The benefit of this is you always hear me say, you know, you watch going to a bank or this because you want to work with a broker. Well, at ServBank, we're also one of the country's largest brokers. We're set up with just shy of 50 different lenders right now. So what does that mean for you? Well, basically means you can apply at one place, have one credit pool no matter where you live in the country, and I'm going to help you get approved and shop your rate with over 50 of the country's largest lenders. You're probably calling them in the background anyways, because you're out there trying to get, you know, pre-approved at the lowest rate and lowest fees. It's, we can do it for you right here on our website, therateupdate.com, with one credit pool, one application, and we'll work with up to 50 different lenders. How do you qualify? How do you get started? Well, if you're looking to buy your first house, the one thing I want you to do is click the Grant Finder. Grant Finder is going to help you uncover some fantastic grants available to you that you might be able to qualify for. If not, or if you do, you don't want to move to the next step, click the Apply Now button. Again, you're at therateupdate.com. If you don't want to do these and you're like, hey, Dan, can I just call you guys so you guys can do this for me? Well, yeah. Just scroll down to the bottom of the website. You're going to see blogs, mortgage calculators. We even finally put in our reviews for our consumers out there. But if you go down all the way to the bottom, you're going to see our 800 number as well as my email address. And it is right there. 800 number is 844-775-5626. Or you can email me directly at dan@therateupdate.com. Thanks for watching. God bless. Have a fantastic night. I'll see you here tomorrow. Bye-bye.